All right, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you, Tim. Hope everyone's having a good week. For those who like titles, the title of my sermonette today is The Lesson of Pride from the Life of King Uzziah. So today I want to review the life of King Uzziah and look at several lessons from his life and how we can apply these lessons as we approach the days of unleavened bread. So let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 26, and we'll read in this chapter about the King Uzziah, and I think we'll find a very interesting story. Chapter 26, and we'll read through it, and later on we'll go through and pick out the lessons from his life. Starting in verse 3, Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jecoliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Now he went out and made war against the Philistines and broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. And he built cities around Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabians, and who lived in Gurbaal, and against the Midianites. Also, the Ammonites brought tribute to Uzziah. His fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. And Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and the valley gate and the corner buttress of the wall. Then he fortified them. Also, he built towers in the desert, for he dug many wells where he had much livestock, both in the lowlands and in the plains. He also had farmers and vine dressers in the mountains and in the Carmel, for he loved the soil. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men who went out to war by companies according to the number on their roll, as prepared by Jael the scribe and Maaseiah the officer, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The total number of the chief officers of the mighty men of valor was 2,600, and under their hand was an army of 307,500 that made war with a mighty man to help the king against the enemy. Then Uzziah prepared for them the entire army, shields, spears, helmets, body armor, bows, and slings to cast stones. And he made devices in Jerusalem invented by skillful men to be on the towers and the corners to shoot arrows and large stones. So his fame spread far and wide, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. So Uzziah the priest went in after him, and with them were 80 priests of the Lord who were valiant men. And they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary, for you have trespassed. You shall have no honor with the Lord God." Then Uzziah became furious, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priest, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord, besides the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked at him, and there on his forehead he was leprous. And they thrust him out of that place. Indeed, he also hurried to get out, because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah was a leper until the day of his death. He dwelt in an isolated house, because he was a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. Then Jotham, the son, was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. So here we see the story of Uzziah, and we have several lessons we can learn from this passage here. They all kind of, as they relate to unleavened bread, as we come to unleavened bread. The first lesson is he did seek God and he prospered. In verse 4 and 5, we see that he did seek God and he prospered. He made war against the Philistines and he broke down the walls. In our own life, we start out very diligent and we seek God and want to do everything God says. We break down the walls. We knock down the symbolic walls of sin in our lives, and we have maybe these big sins that we kind of easily see, and we're diligent in seeking them out, and we're enthusiastic and we're diligent. And we prosper diligently. We grow in understanding and knowledge. It reminds me of Psalms 1, verse 1 through 3, which I'll read to you here. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of God, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. And that's how King Uzziah was when he started out. He prospered. Everything he did, he prospered. He sought God, he put God first, and he was very diligent in looking at following God, and God was with him. So the first lesson is, when we do seek God, we do prosper. And Uzziah definitely did that at an early age. Lesson number two is, when we are strong, we are in danger of becoming self-reliant and prideful. King Uzziah became strong, and his fame even reached even Egypt, as we read in verse 8. Many of us have been baptized for 10, 30, 40, 50 years, maybe even might be somebody here more than 50 years. And as we said, the big walls have been torn down for years. We've overcome sin, we've fought the battles, and with God's help, we might even feel pretty good about where we stand in our life. Maybe we're even confident in our abilities. We know the scriptures, and we can respond to anyone who wants to challenge us. If anyone wants to say, hey, what about the Sabbath? We can spit out the scriptures. We know how to do that. We can Sabbath, holy days, anything in the Bible, we know how to respond to. You might say we're spiritual giants, some of us. Maybe our fame is spread to other church areas even. And people know about us, you know, we're like, you know, that guy over there in Chicago, or that woman in Chicago, they know their Bible. We don't mess with them. They want to, you know, go toe-to-toe. They know their Bible. Well, just like Uzziah, who became complacent and overconfident because of the success that God had given him, we should assess if we are complacent and overconfident in our spiritual health. Pride entered Uzziah's life, and pride led to disobedience. He entered the temple, and when he was challenged, he was so prideful that instead of realizing his sin, he got angry. He likely thought in his heart, who are these priests to tell me what I can't do? I am the king of God, a king, and God has prospered me all these years. Well, Uzziah found out the hard way that things were a little different. So this lesson number two, when we are strong, we are in danger of becoming self-reliant. Lesson number three, pride severs or cuts our relationship off with God. In verse 21, it says, he was cut off from the house of God. Pride is very dangerous because pride leads to being cutting off or cutting off our relationship with God. We have to be very careful as humans because we're all susceptible to pride. Pride, you might say, is the oldest sin. Satan was the first to have pride, and he was lifted up. And the result was his relationship with God ended. He was cast out of heaven. Satan told Eve that her eyes would be opened and they would be like God. This was pride, and the result was being cut off from the Garden of Eden, or cutting off the relationship with God was cut off at that point. God hates pride. If there's one thing that you might say, what does God hate more than anything else? I think that the answer I would give is pride. Pride is number one. In Proverbs 6, verse 16, we read, these things the Lord hates, yea, seven are an abomination to him. And the very first thing that is listed here is a proud look. A proud look. In Proverbs 16:5, it says, everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. And we can go on and on. There's many, many, many scriptures about how God feels about pride. It's often the gateway, you might say, the gateway into sin. Because if you're proud and you're puffed up, just like Uriah, you get angry or you go into other sins. It's the first, I would call it the gateway sin, and it leads to many other things. In 1 Peter 5, we learn we need to replace pride with humility. It says, yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. That's what we replace pride with. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So pride severs the relationship with God. These lessons from the life of Uzziah help us see how serious God is about an ongoing attitude of pride and self-importance. As we approach unleavened bread, let's review if we have leaven in the form of pride in our lives that puffs us up and puts us at risk of being alienated from God. Let's remember the example of Jesus Christ, who came as a servant and was willing to wash his disciples' feet. Let's evaluate if we are humble or if we are prideful. If we are proud, let's ask God to help us put on humility through him and have the mind of Christ.